Turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome back to another edition of Stand Up for News. That's a weekly stand-up comics making fun of the news, actual news. Now, I'm Mac James. Here to my left, which is on you, Scott Patrick, my co-host.
That's great to be here.
We're running late there, sorry. Oh, go ahead, introduce everybody. You were here. Brandy Thomas is here, look.
Hey.
Brianna.
Yeah, Brianna Woodward.
Woodward, Al, I'm Christakis. Sorry. Al, I can't say your last name. Say it again.
Al Christakis.
Gotcha. All right. Scott, take her away with some stories here. We're going to start the news out right away and get it going.
All right, we'll get it rolling. There was a Texas rally, actually, just passed with Trump. He used lyrics from a 60s R&B song in an attempt to compare illegal immigrants to snakes. But what's Trump's problem with snakes? Like, I've never heard of a snake biting a cold piece of crap.
Snakes are cool.
Yeah, so
what if snakes had legs?
I think they call those lizards, and they're falling out of trees.
Yeah,
it's raining lizards.
It is raining
lizards. Hey, man. It is. Because it's cold down here, but
they're getting feet of snow up north. We're getting inches of lizard.
Here's my first story, Scott. Scientists and doctors and professor guys' studies show from their university or whatever that masturbating two times a week will increase your life expectancy by 20%. And this proves that I am now immortal. I am the Highlander. Back to you, Scott.
Well, the house they filmed A Nightmare on Elm Street on sold for $2.8 million. But, it's just crazy how your fears change. You know, as a kid, I was afraid of Freddy Krueger. Now I'm afraid of kids with Rugers.
Here, you want to read one?
Sure.
Brianna?
Oh, yeah,
Brianna won our contest at Russo's last week.
Hey.
She won't be around to co-host, probably. You're from out of state, right?
Yeah, we're from Massachusetts.
Here, read this story. You got to read it verbatim.
The whole thing.
Read verbatim.
All right, Read verbatim. Number 12. Beverly Bacow and... Wait, what?
Yeah, Backart.
Oh, Beverly Berger, an Israeli artist, has made art from unrecyclable plastic and metals. It will be on display at... the gallery, and it, dog, your handwriting's ridiculous. Jerusalem. I think her art is trashy, refuse, and rubbish. It's litter for the eyes. It's all dregs and garbage, in fact. It's gross. It's gross, and she's reaching for scraps.
Grats, it means garbage.
Oh, grats. Grats.
All these words mean garbage.
They all mean trash. It's garbage bad. If you go to Israel to see this muck, I think it's a word. I just used 11 reference puns to trash. I mean art. Look, that reading was a bigger bomb than anything Israel's ever seen. So.
Back to you, Scott.
So, there was a brown bear in Sweden who woke up from hibernation and killed 56 baby moose and reindeer. Yeah, that's a pretty sad story, but I bet things would have been differently if they would have just offered him a picnic basket.
Joe Biden is hell-bent on choosing a black lady as our next Supreme Court judge, proving after he did get choose Kamala Harris, like I predicted, as his VP. To me, that proves Joe got jungle fever. Joe got jungle fever. Joe got jungle fever. Joe's in love.
Well, the thing is that they're going to have to find out whether or not the Supreme Court justice voted for Biden, because according to him, she's not black unless she voted for him anyway.
That makes sense. Oh, it says when he was asked, they asked him, why is this so specific? Do you have any other specifics, Joe? He said, yeah, 36, 24, 36. Only if she's 5'3". Back to you, Scott. Your story next there.
I'm the VP of PP.
So there's a movement of started to get litter boxes put in bathrooms for people identifying as furries. Yeah, I just heard about this myself. I don't know much about furries, but I bet it's a lot harder not to finish in their hair. I think we do need more awareness about furries, though. Like, for instance, if one comes up and smells my butt, am I supposed to sniff back or offer the back of my hand? I'm not sure of the gesture.
Get up in them fur guts, dude. Crack open that suit.
The foulest thing you can say on radio. Breaking the rules, what? Dude. Jesus.
Is it okay, Bobby? We're okay?
Yeah.
Fur guts?
Yeah, okay.
Fur guts? Yeah.
That's okay.
We'll,
safe.
We'll go with that.
All right, well, Biden also, let's see. No. Neil Young pulls his music from Spotify over Joe Rogan's COVID misinformation. Now, good thing Biden isn't on Spotify, because he wouldn't want his favorite band, The Wiggles, to be pulled from Spotify. What would he listen to after he eats his Fruit Loops?
I have no idea.
You can't call kids Fruit Loops. Sorry.
So a YouTuber wins a world record for world's first retractable lightsaber. Which is pretty, you know, fantastic for, you know, those people. But subsequently, he also cured erectile dysfunction for many Star Wars fans when they saw it. All right,
I just want to say Joe Biden would eat tricks because they're for kids. Okay.
Where's my pen? Nice.
Yeah,
cocaine pen.
Missed out on that one.
Okay. Well. You go ahead. Right. Go ahead, yeah.
A Harvard mathematician answered a 150-year-old chess problem. Apparently, he figured out how to play chess competitively and still be able to talk to girls.
That.
Nah.
Shout out Jack Hall. Worst chess player in the world.
T-Dog.
Stand Up for News is brought to you by Leverox Great Seafood, where I bartend. Come down to Leverox, 840 South Pasadena, and try our Hush Puppies. They're delicious. Have you tried the Hush Puppies? You were there before, remember?
They're great.
Man, you know how we make our Hush Puppies there? Out back, glad you asked. Out back, we have a cute little puppy pen full of puppies, and I get the loudest one, and when he's like, arr, arr, I snap his little puppy neck, and then we take him into the kitchen, and we got a melon baller, and we scoop him up and put him in a deep fryer and season him and plate him and serve him to you folks. They're delicious. I'm not allowed to eat them, though. I'm on a Hush kitten diet only. Yeah, but we make them the same way out back. We got a little kitten pen, and I just go out there, and I get the cutest, loudest little kitten, and when he starts meow, yeah, I snap his little kitten neck. Come try them. They're delicious. I plate them and season them and deep fry them and melon ball them. Come on down. This Justin, local comedian radio host, fired for revealing secret Hush Puppies recipe at local seafood restaurant.
Oh, no.
Shizzle. No. Anybody looking for a bartender?
Hell yeah.
Back to you.
So a man balanced 85 spoons on his body at once for Guinness World Record. I didn't catch exactly where it was that he did this, but I didn't see any burning on the spoon, so I'm imagining it's not Pasco County.
Here, you want to read this one? Read number 11. That's a true story.
Oh, yeah.
Read number 11, buddy. Come on.
Pinellas County Shooks
schools
have a new reading plan pushed just for boys. Don't assume their gender, PCS. All they gotta do is identify as a girl and not have to do the extra homework, duh.
Beautiful.
Reading is for boys only.
I can't. They outlawed cursive. My dude, they outlawed cursive. What are you doing to me? It is illegal.
Here's something. I'm writing this right now. You want to go another one?
Oh, sure.
All right, I'll get one ready and then while you do that.
All right. A Texas woman demanded to buy a child from a mother at Walmart. She said it was like for $500,000, but sources say that Walmart's manager asked if she would consider one that was made in China because they could roll back the prices.
Boys only, yet again.
All right, well, Rick Scott, bridge collapses in PA, Pennsylvania. Biden shows up on the scene on his way to Pittsburgh to discuss infrastructure plans with Pittsburgh. He said on the TV, he said, Pittsburgh's got more bridges than any other city in a whole world. Yo! That's unquote. He also said when the mic went off, that bridge was a stupid son of a bitch. Back to you, Scott. Oh, wait, there's more, I think.
He said
he also tried to contact them. He tried contacting them about their extended bridge warranty. And nobody answered. Go ahead there, Scott.
All right. So two deputies were found dead of an apparent murder-suicide outside a Florida rental property. I guess they were in a romantic relationship, and they were fighting outside of a hotel and inside the hotel right before that. So, there, you know, you heard of the Blue Lives Matter. I think in this case with the hotel, it might be a case of Blue Balls Matter.
Black and Blue Lives Matter. Getting their ass beat.
Read number 12 here.
All right,
that's
here we go.
That's a funny story.
All right. Oh, is this for me? Because we're from Mass. Tom Brady retires, and so does Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer. So a goat and a jackass will be put out to pasture. I only say jackass because he reminds people it's Stephen with a PH. Can I also say I had a tweet about Tom Brady, or more or less his wife Giselle. It's like she has a lot in common with bestiality laws because they are no longer banging active goats.
Oh,
hey, way over here.
All of our smartphones are made by children and we're complicit.
So, and I, oh, let me see what I got here. It was a tough week. So, at Tampa International Airport, they're launching a sunflower lanyard program to help with hidden disorders like PTSD, autism, and epilepsy. But I just can't wait them to make a, wait for them to make a lanyard for people with medical marijuana card like me. So, like, maybe you'll have, like, a bunch of snacks on it or something, and it just lets everybody know I'm high AF, and, you know, I need this water to, you know, to help my dry mouth.
Like one of those wine necklaces that you see with like the little glass, just constant water.
just something. You go there high anyway, and you're dealing with a TSA. It's a little bit frightening.
Just get one of those lanyards that they sell. They clip chick bags to, and just wear that around your neck.
Pat me on my head and feed me peanuts.
Hey, Neil Young, he also pulled his music from WTAN after local comic radio host Mac James called Neil Young, Neil Not So Young.
Nah. Pull out game strong.
Yeah, James Blunt actually came out and said that if they don't pull him from, pull Joe Rogan or whatever, he's going to come up with another album and put it on Spotify. Yeah, I had to Google who he was. I had no idea who James Blunt was.
All right, well, you guys know who Skeletor is? From Masters of the Universe? Skeletor wants to run for senator so he can be Senator Skeletor. But he's got to prove he's been in the country 9 years to be a senator, Senator Skeletor. So he had to show him his birth certificate like Obama had to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it said he is from Eternia, but he's been in the country 9 years so he can run for Senator Skeletor. But it also revealed his real name. You know what it was? It said Rick Scott. Rick Scott is Skeletor, you guys.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I knew it.
A Nightmare Before Christmas remake live action movie is going to be they just chose the new actor for it to play Jack Skellington. It's also Rick Scott. Skeletor Rick Scott's going to play Jack Skellington. I drew a picture of it. You want to see it?
Yeah.
Where's my... go ahead, Scott Patrick, right, take it from here.
So a U.S. fugitive wanted by the FBI took on a new identity in Scotland. He had been off their radar for so long that the FBI considered him dead. But he was just caught because he was hospitalized with COVID. Turns out his is the first case of COVID bringing somebody back to life.
Bah!
Hey, welcome, Christopher, the artist. Sorry, the artist currently and always known as Christopher Wright.
Yes.
He's going to play a little jam for us. He's working on a theme song for Stand Up For News. So far, I got the words down. Stand Up For News. Stand Up For News. Stand Up For News. Stand up for news. Where are you gonna be, Chris, tonight?
Gonna be at what's tonight? It's Tuesday, so we'll be at Ocha Lounge in Pinellas Park, over there in just south of Largo. Professor J Events Show is going to be hosting an open mic tonight. We have our friend Pink Summer as our feature. Woo! She's a fantastic singer and songwriter and a ukulele player, so you're not going to miss that. But yeah, and then, you know, just check us out throughout the rest of the week on our events page on Facebook, you know. But
you kids already planned on book tonight or anything?
I think we were going to check out Coconuts.
Oh, go right to their show right after.
Probably,
that's what I always do.
Yeah.
I got to work on Tuesdays now because I host a show on Thursdays. But yeah, go. That's what I always do. I go to Coconuts, sign up first, and then tell them you're from out of town, you're going to another mic, and they'll probably get you up first or close to the beginning, you know, and then go right to Ocha and do another set.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to be next?
Let's see. Thursday will be at Russo's up on Belcher and Gulf to Bay, doing our comedy open mic with Mac James here and a bunch of other comedians. Mm-hmm. Come check it out, because it's a $50 cash prize for the winner, since we kind of do like competition style, and you get to be the next feature what the week after, right? So yeah, yep. We'll be doing that, and then
she would, but she'll be out of town. So I got the amazing artist known as Tommy Moon.
Oh, really?
To do,
really?
Comedy songs for us.
Good old Thomas Luna, huh?
Yep.
He's Tommy
be
Moon.
Our feature this week. Well, then where are you going to be? Saturday.
Saturday will be at Java Cava Cafe. I believe.
You're in town. It's a good mic.
Oh, yeah.
I
we
believe
like that.
Our friend Jermichael might be the feature this Saturday. Let me double check. Yeah. Java Cava this Saturday. That's up in Largo right there on Olmerton and 66th. Our friend Jermichael Harris from Soul City Productions will be singing as our feature, so you're really not going to miss that. He does tons of other events around the Bay, too. And then this Sunday, we'll be at Steep Station down on First Avenue in downtown St. Pete, and our friend Nick Capone, who does the artist, or does the art project Terrapin, this synthetic art project he does.
Oh, he's awesome.
Oh, he's fantastic. Yeah, if you've heard of Terrapin, you're not going to miss that. It's a fantastic show. He does analog synthesizer-based music, and it's always a really good treat. So, yeah,
you're going to play us an actual song. I'm going to goofing on you with the theme song. You're going to play our actual song for us with the guitar.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
it's
a no,
beautiful
definitely.
Guitar.
No,
where
thank you.
Get that sick guitar.
I feel like someone may have hooked me up with it a month or two ago, you know, just to kind of help me out since I didn't have an acoustic, you know. But
that's nice of them.
Yeah, right.
Tear it up.
All right. Let's see. What are we going to play?
Kings
of Leon.
I got a give it up for you, buddy.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
I got about six more things here to talk about. What do you got left here? You want to go first? Oh, I'm going to rapid fire at you guys. Ready? Kirby the Husker, Nebraska's lovable mascot, has to quit doing the hand gesture that he does. He does this, you know, because it means white power now. They thought it meant okay, I guess, but it means white power. So now he does the one index finger thing instead of the circle and your finger and your thumb, because we're on radio, I got to identify what I'm doing. You know, you make a circle with your index finger and your thumb, and your other three fingers make the okay thing, you know? Like that, yeah. Well, you got to do this now. Yeah, but also it says, no more blackface Herbie either. U.S. bar census reveals 37% of all U.S. attorney lawyers are women. I still don't trust the other 63% of them. Chelsea Crist, Miss America 2019. She's a lawyer and a Miss America. Jumps to her death. 30 stories yesterday. Rest in peace. It's super sad.
Yeah.
I mean, but at least it's one less lawyer.
Ah!
Isn't it too soon?
No.
No.
It was like yesterday.
Should be cold by now.
Well, I mean, I deal with suicide too, you know, but I'm going to do like her something crazy when I do it. I'm a suicidal maniac. Ish. That fight we were talking about on the way here, weren't we, Chris?
Yeah.
I'm going to do something exciting, though. Like, it involves a helicopter and a trampoline and a blindfold. I'm going to jump up and down. And one guy, when I told this joke at the show we were at, this guy told me to go kill myself.
Yeah.
After I told this story.
It's like I'm trying.
This is true, though. Yeah. Uh-huh. Everybody, I was like, really, dude?
Ever try the chainsaw?
The people were messaging her to kill herself, Miss Crist, and all the time because they were haters, you know? Yeah, so anyway, you want to hear the joke before you judge the fella?
Yeah.
Right, it involves a helicopter trampoline, and I want to jump up and down on it until it chops my head off so I can say a headless, like a one of those Sleepy Hollow jokes, you know?
Yeah.
You want to hear that joke?
Yeah.
It's like Inception.
There's layers,
it's a joke,
dude.
Inside of a joke inside of a go, like a kill
nesting,
yourself.
Nesting dog.
Yeah, well, what goes like this, after he cuts my head off, I'm going to look at my body, I'm going to be like, I never get oral from a prostitute. I'm a headless whores man.
And
he's like, don't kill yourself. Yeah. Well, I didn't do it, but 2 weeks after that, Christopher, the artist known as Christopher Wright, comes up and he's like, James, that dude that told you to go kill yourself, he tried to kill himself. Yeah, I was like, oh, he tried. He's like, yeah, he didn't succeed. I was like, yeah. So why should I listen to his friggin' advice, you know? You ought to say frig. Frig off. Guy telling me to kill myself. I mean, if it was like Robin Williams came to me as a ghost and said, hey, James, go kill yourself, dude. Yeah. Then I might do it, you know? He's got experience. But when I wind up like him, just a ghost like in that movie he was in, you know? Except I couldn't make wishes anymore.
He's a method actor. They're making
Dang.
A sequel.
Right, right.
All right, moving right along. Blizzard slammed the East Coast, but I live in Florida, so I really... IDGAF?
IDGAF?
What's that word mean? Is that French?
I don't give a frig.
I don't give a frig, Mr. Lady.
Frig off.
All right, Washington State trooper that told the governor of Washington State, Jay Inzel, to kiss his A word when he was fired for refusing to get vaccinated. The trooper has just passed away yesterday from COVID.
Oh man.
It's like rain on your wedding day, right? It's ironic. Is that the meaning of irony? I don't know. I'm just a doctor. Dr. Dandy Duck at your service.
It's not really irony. It's more coincidence.
It's appropriate.
Omicron COVID variant BA has split into COVID variant BA2. COVID BA variant 2 is going to split into, they say, COVID BA Baracus. They asked Baracus what he had to say. He said, I pity the unvaccinated.
Nice.
That was Mr. T, in case you kids aren't old enough over here.
I was like, Baracus Obama?
The Rams and the...
It's his Latin name.
Baracus Obama, I'm the president, and I pity if you don't vote for me. The Rams and the Cincinnati Bengals are going to be in the Super Bowl. That's great. Bolts are in second place in the hockey. Scientists make a new vape pen, you guys. A new vape pen. It's for cocaine to help crack addicts get less addicted. This is a true story, dude. That would help me out a lot. Yeah, I could write a lot of jokes real fast. All right, one more story for you, right? Jesus is dead. Did you find out this? He's Italian. It's all over the news.
Well, what?
Well, he was a godfather.
I mean, I knew Jesus wasn't white, but Italian? Gross.
He made a Joseph an offer he couldn't refuse.
Ah,
and he knocked up his wife and had Jesus. Jesus is like, you come to me on this the day of my cousin's wedding and ask me to turn water into wine.
Dang, Jesus.
I knew it was you, Judas. You broke my heart. What if he didn't talk like a godfather Italian guy? He talked like a different Italian guy, like Mario. What if he was like, hey, it's a me, Jesus. He was without Jesus sin, cast to the first shell. Yippee! And that's our show, I guess, right, Bobby? We're all done. I see the timer thing.
Yeah, we'll the stream.
All right. Stick around for Carrie.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade.